from the start to the finish, I think the team's been awesome, and to finish it in the way we did against, you know, arguably the best team in the league, I thought just a tremendous day for everybody in the city of Worcester.
Out to Zaire Taylor, early shot from him for three, he drains! An amazing three-point shot, goodness me, from Zaire Taylor!
I thought we had a great start. I thought the first sort of 5-8 minutes in the first quarter, I thought we did really well. And then, you know, you've got to expect Newcastle to come back. They're not league champions for no reason. So they fought back really, really well. And it was just a matter of, you know, half-time came at the right time for us so we could regroup, you know, just go back to the basics and keep it simple as we did in the first quarter.
And it looks like Taylor's setting for another three, and he knocks down another three. The Worcester Wolves are howling here at the Wembley Arena.
It is once they've had 14 consecutive stops in a row where we scored, and that was the difference. That was in the third quarter, and that just blew the game wide open for us. And I'm just so delighted with that win.
Alex Awoomi for a huge acrobatic three on the buzzer. That one does not go. So we are at the end of the third quarter in the BBL playoff final 2014. It is the Worcester Wolves 72, Newcastle Eagles 52.
We've played each other four times, and say we scout each other. We know each other inside out. They would have scouted us to start in a certain way, so we changed that up. They would have presumed that we're going to play man-to-man for the whole game, so we played zone defense and pressed them a lot just to slow them down and get them in a half-court game. And, you know, it worked really well for us, and they figured it out in parts, but overall, you know they're going to make some shots every now and again, but we just had to believe in what we were doing, the game plan, and we did, and a fantastic victory.
The buzzer has gone, and the Worcester Wolves have won the 2014 BBL playoff final. It is an unbelievable moment. Who could have thought that after a few short weeks following the trophy victory in Glasgow, the Worcester Wolves have comprehensively beaten the Newcastle Eagles at the Wembley Arena. Worcester Wolves.
A terrific team performance, but Zaire Taylor, we should mention.
Yeah, he's alright, isn't he? He's not too bad. No, he had a tremendous game for us. He led by example. That's what I brought him here for, really, to lead the team and to lead us to championships. And he was a great player last year. He had more responsibility this year with our team, and he's come through for us.
Zaire Taylor wins the MVP. Jamal Williams picked it up in the BBL Trophy final at Glasgow only 6 weeks ago. And now Zaire Taylor, who is being mobbed by his teammates at the moment, and he's hugged by Will Creekmore as he now jogs forward to collect the golden basketball that represents the MVP award.
To have only have lost the league by one game effectively, having lost to Newcastle, and then win the trophy and the playoff finals is unbelievable. Yeah.
Alex Awoomi makes his way up as team captain to collect the BBL playoff final award, and the party can really start big time.